Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 20th, 2019. Berlin Briefing's second anniversary is coming up this weekend, and we'd like to celebrate with our listeners by having a meetup drink or two at Brautergarten in Prenzlauer Berg this coming Sunday. We'll announce more details on social media later this week. Now, on to the news. The school construction program for Berlin is not getting off the ground, as last year, the districts utilized only half of the funds made available. This is the conclusion of the report of the Task Force on School Construction, which will be discussed in the Senate this Tuesday. According to the report, the Education Administration had made a total of 106 million euros available for the construction of new schools, but districts only called for 54.5 million euros. This represents a further step backwards. Last year, 70% of the funds from the new school construction program were used. There are great differences within the districts. While Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf exceeded the target with 127%, the construction of the new school building in Tempelhof-Schöneberg almost came to a standstill, and only 366,000 euros, or 8.3% of the planned budget, were spent, the district blaming delays in planning. Per reporting, the Senate does not want to evaluate the figures in the report for the time being. The City Development Administration, which builds the schools, referred to the Education Administration. The Education Administration also did not see itself as responsible and referred to the Financial Administration, which manages the controlling of the new school buildings. The delay means a further setback for the Senate's school building program. Only 2 weeks ago, doubts about the costs had arisen. According to a study by the Regio-Consult agency, the costs for the new construction and renovation of schools in Berlin will increase by at least 2.4 billion euros to 7.9 billion euros. As reasons for this, the authors of the study cited not only rising construction prices, but also capacity limits at authorities and executing companies. Berlin plans to build 67 new schools in the coming years to accommodate population growth. The Red-Red-Green Coalition plans to spend around 5.5 billion euros on Berlin's schools by 2026 as part of the school construction program. Half of the funds will be used to build new schools, a quarter to renovate hundreds of dilapidated schools, and a further quarter to maintain existing schools. 1 week before the European elections, about 20,000 people demonstrated against nationalism and exclusion in Berlin yesterday. Under the motto, One Europe for All, the rally started at noon at Alexanderplatz and ended at the Siegessäule. In addition, an estimated 5,000 artists moved from the Volksbühne to the Große Stern with their own demonstration procession. The demonstration was part of a Europe-wide protest day called by an alliance of over 250 organizations and initiatives. Demonstrations were also planned in other German and European cities. According to the call for demonstrations, the European elections on May 26, 2019 are a, quote, decision on the future direction of the European Union. The activists want to prevent the advance of the nationalists and step up against nationalism and for a democratic, peaceful, and united Europe. A man was seriously injured by gunfire at Kottbusserdamm on Saturday. Eyewitnesses reported several shots fired, and the police blocked off part of the adjacent Schinkestrasse for forensic purposes where projectile casings were found. Heavily armed officers also secured the scene of the crime. The man was hit in the leg and taken to a hospital by rescue personnel. Yesterday, FC Union Berlin missed the opportunity for a direct promotion to the Football Bundesliga. On the last match day of the second league, the Eisernen only drew against VfL Bochum 2-2 and finished the season in third place. With a victory, the team from Köpenick would have surpassed competitor Paderborn, who lost their parallel match against Dresden 1-3. Union still has a chance to be promoted to Bundesliga for the first time in their club history, but now has to play two relegation matches against VfB Stuttgart on May 23rd and May 27th. Stuttgart finished third to last in Bundesliga this season. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.